Okay. I've been having sort of a hard time for the last year. And so, in my franticness, because I've got nothing else to do, and I think I've ended my lifetime with therapy. And I tend to be polymorphous perverse and a bit of a pagan and open to anything. So, I've been seeking out lots of spiritual healing. Now, some of these experiences are really pretty funny. Like I did a phone consult with someone, and she said what my problem was is I was spending too much of my time on Arcturus, which is why I was having such a hard time here on Earth. I kind of don't think that's true. Now, if you know anything about the woo-woo side of life, Arcturus was a favorite of Edgar Cayce, so clearly she was operating in this half-baked New Age tradition that was like dumb 10 years ago. And then I had a consult with a very sweet woman she was blind, but she could see my aura and colors. And I thought, well, I hope it means that she got to be blind as an adult, not as a young person. And she had just gotten over several brain tumors. So the experience is kind of strange. And she said, oh, no, you're not stuck, which is not mapped into my life 6 months since I talked to her. And she had was full of helpful recommendations, like I should squeeze my fingers of my hands together and this will get the energy flowing properly and all will be well. Well, I just don't think anything's that simple. So I've had many other spiritual adventures over the last 6 months, and a really lovely woman who teaches acupuncture at a traditional Chinese medicine college in Hawaii. And she's a shamanic healer, and she was very matter of fact, and I enjoyed her, and I would feel better if I talked to her. But, what do you make of the fact that someone sees in your aura kind of glittering insect-like parasites or nasty kind of dark forces that the person says, I've never seen anything like this, and I don't know what to do with it, and I've got to bring my spiritual Tibetan sorcerer's knife to kill this stuff. And it's like, that's really helpful. Or she sees me as having past lives as a nun who, from somewhere in Asia, who was captured by some bad people and was tortured to death by having her feet nailed to the floor of a boat, and then the boat sank. And I thought, well, that's kind of how I feel for sure, but I don't know how helpful this is. So anyway, I liked her. She was good. And this spiritual journey kind of ended with my seeing a really quite wonderful astrologer who lived in the hills of the Santa Cruz Mountains and used to be an engineer for Bechdel, nice Jewish boy from New York. Somewhat disabled, lived in a funky little trailer. I tend to like wounded healers. I think they have something. And he was kind of the best of the lot. And but partly because what he had to say was a very cold comfort. Like, yeah, you're really stuck and going through a major life transformation. And I know you want it to be over, but too bad it's not. But anyway, I think the most amusing one, in a way, was a friend of mine was trying to help me out because he knew how incredibly unhappy I was and how agitated and sleepless and full of suicidal ideation and kind of bedeviled and lots of psychic anvils are falling on me from above and just kind of 4 years of things blowing up and things not working out and me kind of having had it. So I have a friend who's the most psychic and spiritually gifted person I know, but he's also like anyone else has got his blind spots. So he was frantically trying to think of, well, what can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? So I don't know how he found these people, but he suggested I go to this place called Asclepion in Marin County. Now, Asclepion, and you could just sort of make a reservation over the phone and show up and get some sort of a healing. And I thought, well, okay, I've been to Esalen once. I've been to Thos Ha-Hara. I've had good massages in my life. I've had great polarity therapy. I'll try anything. I'm open. So I went to Asclepion. It was like a two-story, either former office building or maybe apartment building in San Rafael. I think anything woo-woo in Marin is automatically to be yellow tag. But anyway, so I showed up at this place, and there must have been, of course, it was all women. I think it's geared towards women, but of course, it was all women because women always seek out this kind of healing. And there must have been, I would say, 20 women in the waiting room, and so I gave them my name and I kind of looked around and wondered what was going on. So I was sort of sitting there waiting. And then I realized that all of a sudden, one of the women was beginning to have her session in front of all 18 of us. And one woman was standing behind her and putting her hands on her head. And then two women were sitting in front of her and were sort of kind of like going into trance. And I was watching this and I was thinking, wait a minute, are they having a session here in front of all 18 other people? What's going on here? I was thinking, no, this, I don't know what it was, but okay, Then my name got called 5 minutes later, and I was taken to another room. And I realized the same thing was going to happen to me. There were three other people having their sessions going on. And so there I was listening to, for example, this woman who was very fit and very thin and very high maintenance and very tight, you know, the kind of woman who's has a toned body and probably had her first facelift. And and from what I could overhear from her conversation was that I guess she was trying to get IV fertilization. And so she was kind of processing with her spiritual people about how, you know, I don't want to get too identified with getting pregnant and not grieve too much if it doesn't work. And I'm thinking, wait, I don't know you. I don't want to know all this other stuff. And so there were all these other people having their sessions around me. And so the two people they had in front of me were, you know, they went into trance. And after 40 minutes of this, I came away with that, what's your main creative outlet? Being a writer. You're feeling kind of blocked these days, aren't you? Yes. And that was kind of it, $40. So I walked out of there going, I don't fucking believe this. But then the money is not the part that bothered me because, you know, you pay different amounts for these things and it's never that much, so fine. But this place Asclepion is sort of, it's kind of like either EST or multi-level marketing because they have a class where you go for 4 weeks and it teaches you how to be a psychic, which I don't think you can teach. I think it's something people either have the gift or they don't. And so these were probably all people who'd been to the 4 week class and now were like practicing on the new clients coming in. So it's a multi-level marketing. So I just was walking out of there going, I don't believe this. And then I remembered what the whole thing reminded me of. Back in the 70s, in the era of our bodies ourselves, and women taking back their bodies from the patriarchal medical establishment, and sisters doing it for each other, and I was in a gestalt feminist women's group in Berkeley. I'm not even going to be ashamed of it. It was the times. I have a very sensitive body, and I can't take birth control pills, and I can't use a diaphragm, and, you know, I'd had a Dulcan shield, which, as we all know, had a minor product liability unpleasantness, so I had to have that taken out. So I was kind of freaking out about contraception. And so at the time, cervical caps were not legal in this country. And so there was something called the Oakland Women's Health Collective. And so it was kind of a gray market in contraception. So you'd go to this office in kind of a funky rundown part of Oakland, and they'd have groups of, like, you know, 10 women, and, you know, everyone had to take off the clothes in the lower half of their body. So there you are with a bunch of other women naked from the waist down. And I am private. And I was struck with, like, looking at these women basically from their tummies to their toes that actually we don't look all that different when our clothes are off. But anyway, each person would, you know, the women who ran this thing would sort of try to fit you with the right kind of cervical cap. Now, I'm just freaking out and totally freezing in this situation. It's like, get me out of here. I don't like this. I feel violated. And then, of course, I was bad because it turns out, because I'm kind of peculiar physically, that they couldn't quite fit me right. And this was somehow not being ideologically pure enough. If I was ideologically pure enough, I would have been able to be fitted for one of these things. And I just walked out of there going, oh my God. And I realized this Asclepion thing was the exact same experience. It's the idea that we're all interchangeable. We're all willing to do anything in front of anyone. That because we're all women, we're kind of sisters under the skin and we don't mind getting any kind of undressed in front of each other. And it's this weird overmerged, symbiotic, all women are equivalent thing that just scares me to death. It's kind of the same experience I'll have when I'm in a bathroom in some public place and someone I have met for the first time like 10 seconds ago because we're both standing at the sink will learn, you know, comment to me about her PMS or her cramps. And I'm like, do I know you? And do I want to know this? But again, it's this sort of solidarity of we're all in this together. And so to me, Asclepion was just another version of the Oakland Women's Health Collective. And I'm sure it works great for many people. But it's one of those many instances where I feel like I am a traitor to my gender.